Is your vehicle stopping like it should? Does it squeal or grind when you brake? Don't miss out on summer brake deals at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Victim. As our attention turns now to the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee getting underway later today, and we heard a little less than a half hour ago from Samantha Manning in Milwaukee, we head to Washington and Capitol Hill, where lawmakers are already calling for an investigation into the assassination attempt on former President Trump. WOKV's Nicole D'Antonio continues our live team coverage at the heightened security around the Capitol in reaction from lawmakers. Boy, has it been a very eventful last 48 hours.
It certainly has, Rich. Good morning to you. You know, today, members of both parties are demanding answers as well as a full investigation into the incident. Now, a week from today, the House Oversight Committee chairman formally invited the director of the Secret Service to a hearing. And one of the big questions today that remains is how the shooter got onto the roof and why officers failed to stop him just before he opened fire. Now, Rich, we do know law enforcement say the gunman was on the roof of the building about several hundred feet from the podium where the former president was speaking. But again, this morning, the FBI is still working to determine a motive. So we're going to continue to keep a close eye as this investigation continues. But as you said, Rich, all of this as the former president arrived in Milwaukee for that Republican National Convention.
You know, Nicole, one of our Northeast Florida representatives, Michael Waltz, also serves on that House Oversight Committee. And he was telling Christine and I yesterday during our continuing team coverage that not only does he have questions about the Secret Service at the venue, but the reports that he says he has received about Secret Service not for former President Trump not getting the help and the resources that they need. Is that going to be another layer of these hearings that you would anticipate?
And exactly. And that's one of the another really big question that that we hope to come out in one of these hearings. And I also want to mention, Rich, you know, House Speaker Mike Johnson has been very vocal, saying he's received briefings from law enforcement. He again promised a full investigation into the shooting. So that's just another question that is coming up, all as both the former president and President Biden addressed the nation here in the last 48 hours, asking for, you know, first of all, condemning the shooting, but also asking for Americans to stand together right now.
Have you noticed since the weekend that there's been any increased security around the Capitol?
Yes. Yeah, so I did an extended drive into work this morning. I live just outside of Washington, D.C. At this point, there hasn't been any added security, but just as it always is, security remains high around D.C., and they say it will continue to be like that.
All right. WOKV's Nicole D'Antonio, part of our live team coverage.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.